Well, it's another Monday afternoon, and we love, as always, on a Monday to get into pearls of wisdom with our guest, Dr. Pearl Coupe. And today is absolutely no different. We are here. She's back with us again for the pearls of wisdom today. Good afternoon, Dr. Pearl.
Good afternoon, Z. And a very good afternoon to all our listeners out there.
Dr. Pearl, it's good to have you back. We had a really great conversation last week.
Yeah.
And I'd like to believe today's part two.
That's right. You know, we were looking at the season, the time we're in, and the whole fact that around our celebration of some call it Passover, others refer to it differently. But really, there are three things that we are looking at in this season. And so over the next 3 weeks, since it's within that season, I thought it would be great for us to look at the crucifixion and the death and the resurrection
yeah.
of our Lord and our Savior. And what does that mean to us? So I really, you know, this is the second part in the three-part series, and all looking at, like I say, crucifixion, death, and resurrection. So we're going to kind of interrogate. I want us all to do like a little self-inventory on, sure. on each of those three parts, because those are the three critical parts, that he was crucified and he died as a result of the crucifixion, and then he resurrected. It wasn't the end of the story.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And last time we dealt with the issue around crucifixion. And I invited the listeners just to interrogate their lives in terms of what are the things that needed to be crucified in their lives. And in part two, I want to deal with the death aspect in terms of death. So we've dealt with the crucifixion and, you know, how we need to apply it in our own lives, what things need to be crucified. Now I want to talk about the death situation. So Jesus, Yeshua, dies. And the question I'm going to ask of all of us today and all of us believers is, what needs to die in your life?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's your exam paper. That's your, it's not a multiple choice. You just have to list what needs to die. Because I think sometimes, we just cross over and transition into our new life and kind of expect to behave the same old way. But there definitely needs to be a death, just like Jesus died, even for us to cross over. He died, but he rose again. And even with us, our newborn experience symbolizes the same thing. We die and then we rise again. And then we rise again. That's the reason for water baptism. Water baptism actually supposed to symbolize that. When you go down in the water, it's supposed to symbolize your death. But then you don't stay down in the water. You're supposed to come up. And that's supposed to symbolize your new birth experience. So definitely there are things that need to die in our lives. I mean, 2 Corinthians 5:17 puts it like this. It says, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have come new. So that means there has to be radical change after we've accepted Christ. And for that radical change to occur, there must be a death to some things. So now I want to talk a little bit about what are some of the things that need to die so that we can be very conscious, because I'm not always convinced and sure that we've, you know, those things have died. We see them rearing their ugly head every now and then. So let's talk about gates, because I love talking about gates. You know, I'm just finishing a book called Possessing the Gates of Nations. Let's talk about the gates first, and let's talk about the gates on you as a human being. Let's start with your mouth gates. Yeah. The mouth gates.
I was
gates.
About to say Mgosi.
Mgosi, exactly. You hit it on the head. That's it. That's the number one thing that needs to die. Mgozi. You can't be Mam Gobozi anymore. Mother of gossip. You got to retire that title. It's got to stay in the old life. You can't be mother of gossip. Mgozi, Mam Gobozi, you can't be. Panzi. So if we're talking about mouth gates, then, you know, we have to be conscious about what comes out of our mouth. So some of those old habits that we were used to, you know, just loving, ooh, gossip, oh, you know, the latest Skinner, you know, we got to retire those Skinner WhatsApp groups. So in terms of what needs to die, some of the new old habits are gossip needs to die. And it's not just about our mouth gates, but also sometimes you may not be the so-called gossiper, and I'm saying it in quotes, but if you're listening to gossip, is just as bad. So your ear gates also. So we need to man and take care and guard our mouth gates. so that those old habits of gossiping and talking about other people and ruining people's reputation. Some people's reputations have been ruined. People have lost jobs. Some people have been depressed. Others have committed suicide because of false accusations and false gossip. So we really need to make sure that those old habits of gossip die. We also need to make sure that the old habits of listening to gossip also die, because once you listen to it, there's also a great temptation that you'll also pass it on.
It's also the YouTube channels, the Instagram channels, not only just people and WhatsApp group, but also online.
Serious gossip online.
Channels that are dedicated, that are gossip channels.
Listen,
and we watch
many of the social influencers have become famous. They have 1 million followers, blah, 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 on the basis of gossip. Yeah. And the fact that they have so many followers tells you how interesting gossip is to people. People just love a good gossip, and we have to retrain ourselves that we must look for truth, because it's truth that sets free, not gossip. Yeah. Gossip will enslave you. Gossip is not the way to go. So that stuff needs to die. That stuff needs to die. What else needs to die? Self and selfishness. I think, see, it troubles me sometimes the degree of selfishness that we display. And, you know, you just talked about the internet. And let me tell you, online platforms are one of the things, if you are not careful to guard your heart, those are the things, I feel like they're fertilizers for that self. They will feed the self in you so much. The online thing, selfies, you know, you'd be posting pictures of yourself every day, wanting likes, trying to be popular. So if you are not careful, I mean, there's a lot of good on social media. I use it. We can use it to spread the gospel. Yeah. But you got to be careful, because you can wake up in the morning just waking up to see how many people love you. Just, you know, and I put a post on talking about social media the other day. I put a post on the other day and saying that we have to be careful about this usage of the word self-love.
Oh, Mama Pearl, I just want to jump and hug you. I just want to jump today.
Yes, go ahead. Go ahead. I can see you're burning. Yes. Come on, spill it out. Talk. There's something you want to say.
No, hallelujah. Yes, please. Thank you.
Your self-love, it has been taken to the extreme. It has been taken to extreme level. And the thing about, you know, when scripture talks about self-love and says to love yourself, but it balances it and it says love your neighbor as well. Yeah. Now, the way we've interpreted self-love, we've taken the neighbor out, love. So it's no longer self-love. It's now self-obsession. And I said in my post the other day, there's a difference between self-love and being self-obsessed. Mm. If your self-love is to a point where you look down on other people, if your self-love is to a point where you are condescending and you think you are better than other people, because that's how I see other people manifesting self-love. They think they're better than other people. But self-love must never make you feel like you're better than anybody else, because you still have to love your neighbor. How are you going to love your neighbor if you're so full of yourself? And so we really need to, you know, monitor that self-love. It does not mean self-obsessed. It just means appreciating yourself, your identity in Christ. So, yeah, we got to be careful. We've got to put death to love of self, where it comes to such a degree that there's no room to love anybody else. And it's of such a degree that we look down on other people. We're condescending. We're so full of ourselves. We can't help widows. We can't help orphans. We can't win souls, because it's all about us. And everybody must look at us, and we want attention, and we must be relevant. And it's me, 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 me. Well, listen, the breaking news out there to us folks is that the Trinity, breaking news, the Trinity is not me, myself, and I. The Trinity is God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. It ain't me, myself, and I, because some of us think the Trinity is all about us, me, myself, and I. That is not the Trinity. So, yeah, we've got to put, death to all of that. So that's my encouragement to us. And remember, sure, that the old man, it symbolizes our former way of life. The way we used to live, it was characterized by sin. So that's another thing we need to put death to. Sure. Sin.
Amen.
Because sin also has become normalized. Mm-hmm. Z? Mm-hmm. Let's talk about sin, where we don't even see sin as being sin anymore. is just like, no, but that's normal. You know, we could just dress with, private parts aren't private anymore. They're public. They're public parts. You know, they become public parts. And we see that as normal. Mm-hmm. And yet the Bible tells us how to dress.
Yeah.
To dress modestly.
Yeah.
You know, and so there's so many ways of life and conduct that we've just embraced as normal, and we've normalized sin. But sin separates us from God. So we have to be careful, and we have to put death to sin, because the old man has died.
Yeah.
That's right. That you can't still be cussing and still be swearing and throwing F-bombs and all sorts of blah, 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 blah. And you say, you know, no. You can't be talking and cussing and throwing F-bombs and just dressing anyhow and insulting people left, right, and center. That tells us that, no, old man is still around somewhere. Mr. Old Man, he's still there, and he needs to die so that the new creation can come up. And when the old man dies, that's the only time, Z, we can become submissive to God's will.
Amen.
Because the new creature, the new creation, is somebody now who obeys God's will and who's submissive to God's will. But he can't do that for as long as old man is there. Madala man is there.
Mm.
The Madala is still dictating and running the show. No, Madala must go. Madala must go and let the new man come up.
Amen.
Let the new man come up. So yeah, so that's our part two on death. And that gives us some food for thought in this season that we're in. You know, like we said, we're talking about the crucifixion, the death, and the resurrection. So next time we'll be dealing with the resurrection of Christ. And what are perhaps some of those things that need to be resurrected in our lives?
Can't wait. Thank you, Dr. Pearl.
Welcome.